Anna, sorry I'm late. I couldn't get past the media. Are you all right? I nod, and then I shake my head. Julia kneels down in front of me. Do you want your mother to leave the house? No! To my utter embarrassment, my eyes get glassy with tears. I've changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. None of it. She looks at me for a long moment, then nods. Let me go in and talk to the judge. When she leaves, I concentrate on getting air into my lungs. There are so many things I have to work hard at now that I used to be able to carry out instinctively. Draw in oxygen, keep my silence, do the right thing. The weight of my father's eyes on me makes me turn. Did you mean it? He asks. About not wanting to do this anymore? I don't answer. I don't move a fraction of an inch. Because if you're still not sure, maybe it's not such a bad idea, having some breathing space. I mean, I've got that extra bed in my room at the station. He rubs the back of his neck. It wouldn't be like we were moving out or anything, just... He looks at me. Breathing, I finish, and do just that. My father stands up and holds out his hand. We walk out of the Garahee complex, side by side. The reporters come on like wolves, but this time their questions bounce right off me. My chest feels full of glitter and helium, the way it used to when I was little and riding my father's shoulders at twilight, when I knew that if I held up my hands and spread my fingers like a net, I could catch the coming stars.
Campbell. There may be a special corner of hell for attorneys who are shamelessly self-aggrandizing, but you can bet we all are ready for our close-ups. When I arrive at the family court to find a horde of reporters on parade, I offer around sound bites as if they are candy, and make sure that the cameras are on me. I say the appropriate things about how this case is unorthodox, but ultimately painful for everyone involved. I hint that the judge's ruling may affect the rights of minors nationwide, as well as stem cell research. Then I smooth the jacket of my Armani suit, tug on judge's leash, and explain that I really must go speak to my client. Inside, Vern Stackhouse catches my eye and gives me a thumbs up. I'd run into the deputy earlier and very innocently asked whether his sister, a reporter for the Projo, would be coming down today. I can't really say anything, I hinted, but the hearing, it's going to be pretty big. In that special corner of hell, there's probably a throne for those of us who try to capitalize off our pro bono work. Minutes later, we are in chambers. Mr. Alexander, Judge DeSalvo lifts up the motion for a restraining order. Would you like to tell me why you filed this when I explicitly addressed the issue yesterday? I had my initial meeting with the guardian ad litem, Judge, I reply. While Ms. Romano was present, Sarah Fitzgerald told my client the lawsuit was a misunderstanding that would work itself out. I slide my glance towards Sarah, who shows no emotion but a tightening of her jaw. This is a direct violation of your order, Your Honor. Although this court tried to fashion conditions that would keep the family together, I don't think it's going to work until Mrs. Fitzgerald finds it possible to mentally separate her role as parent from her role as opposing counsel. Until then, a physical separation is necessary. Judge DeSalvo taps his fingers on the desk. Mrs. Fitzgerald, did you say those things to Anna? Well, of course I did, Sarah explodes. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. The admission is a circus tent collapsing, leaving all of us in utter silence. Julia chooses that moment to burst through the door. Sorry I'm late, she says, breathless. Ms. Romano, the judge asks, have you had a chance to speak to Anna today? Yes, just now. She looks at me and then at Sarah. I think she's very confused. What's your opinion of the motion Mr. Alexander's filed? She tucks an errant coil of hair behind one ear. I don't think I have enough information to make a formal decision. But my gut feeling says it would be a mistake for Anna's mother to be removed from the